Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A state mandate has Tuscola County District Courts looking for new equipment in order to keep up. District Judge Jason Bitzer is requesting approval to purchase two special scanners for his court's operations to help comply with state standards. Earlier this year, the Tuscola County District Court, as well as all districts in Michigan, were mandated by the state to use the MI file system to file civil matters. The MI file system is a statewide filing system that provides for the electronic submission and serving of documents in Michigan courts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without requiring a physical trip to the courthouse. That new mandate by the state is time-consuming for courts to scan the documents. Bitzer explained, quote, "Converting to this emailing system has been a substantial undertaking for my dedicated staff as well as myself. The work necessary to convert fully to this e-filing is still ongoing." He also noted there are still several thousands more documents that have yet to be scanned. And another local and regional news for today. A former Sanilac County farmer has been inducted into the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame. Tom Duran is the farmer who will be inducted. And although he now farms in St. Clair County, he was a longtime and well-known Sanilac County farmer. Over the years, Duran had dedicated himself to making the corn industry better for all farmers. He previously served on both the Michigan Corn Growers Association and on the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan, and served as president of the marketing program. Besides serving in the corn industry, he's also served on the Michigan Sugar Company Board and on the Greenstone Farm Credit Board. In 2012, he received the Michigan Sugar Company's Outstanding East District Citizen Award. The Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame began in 1982, and each year since, the farmers who have set high standards in production, agriculture, helped to promote the industry, and have served their community, state, or nation, have been inducted into the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will travel to the United States this week for talks on the potential U.S. provision of long-range weapons. He spoke a day after U.S. President Donald Trump warned Russia that he may send Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow does not settle its war there soon. Zelensky said a meeting with Trump could take place as early as Friday. The Ukrainian president said he would also meet with defense and energy companies and members of Congress. Tomahawk missiles would allow Ukraine to strike deeper into Russian territory. Zelensky also seeks more protection for Ukraine's bombarded electricity and gas networks. And SpaceX has launched another of its mammoth Starship rockets on a test flight. The 403-foot Starship thundered into the evening sky Monday from Texas. The booster peeled away and made a controlled entry into the Gulf of Mexico as planned, with the spacecraft skimming space before descending into the Indian Ocean. It's similar to the previous test flight in August, which scored a success following a string of explosive failures. SpaceX's Elon Musk intends to use Starship to send people to Mars. NASA cannot land astronauts on the moon by the decade's end without Starship. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Monday, October the 13th of 2025. Jason A. White, age 49 of Elkton, passed away on October the 12th of 2025. There will be a visitation for Jason A. White from 2 to 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Graveside services will be 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, October 22nd, which would have been his 50th birthday at the Colfax Township Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials may be made to the family. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Stephen Robert Keel, age 60 of Bad Axe, passed away on October the 10th of 2025. A private family ceremony will take place at a later date, and condolences may be shared with the family of Stephen Robert Keel online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.